T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Wait.
Yes.
There are going to be more Chiefs fans in Kansas City Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday.
Whoa.
Yeah, home game.
Changes everything.
Yeah, Patriots travel well, but not that well, apparently.
If you had tickets, would you go?
I
don't know if that I'd be that fired up.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. Can I throw things on the field?
No.
Okay, then I'm not going. It's easy as that. Yeah, like, I've definitely said a lot of obvious stuff and a lot of dumb things. But that really has got to be up there, isn't it? Like, come on. There's going to be more Chiefs fans in Kansas City for a playoff game?
I mean, if it was the Super Bowl, it'd be different. You'd say, okay, well, maybe, you know, Patriots fans have been to 50, so many 50, of them.
Or, oh, yeah, there might be more Chiefs
fans. You know,
fans.
They said, I've been to 5 already.
Sure. Yeah, that's okay. But the game's in Kansas City.
I'm guessing that the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead. I think Glenn's right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I think Glenn's got it.
Let me ask you this. It may be a trick question. Saints-Rams in New Orleans, more Saints fans? Question mark?
I think
so.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, it's early in the week. I haven't really, you know, broken it all down
now,
yet.
I think so. Outside of Red Sox-Orioles or Red Sox-Rays regular season, I think it's pretty safe to say the home team is going to have a few more of their fans there.
Yeah, Red Sox-Orioles.
Crowd issue. Certainly the Jets game wasn't a crowd. Those weren't a crowd issue. The crowd issue is going to be in Kansas City.
Why is that?
They're going to be mainly Chiefs fans. Right? They're going to be at that game. There'll be some Patriot fans, but it'll be,
wait a minute.
You know,
to me, it's going to be
5%.
Wait a minute. Those guys didn't say a word about that? They didn't stop them? What the hell? Maybe they weren't listening.
Save him from
maybe
himself.
Maybe they checked out. That's what happened there. They didn't stop and ridicule him there? What happened?
The crowd issue is going to be in Kansas City.
Okay.
Because they're going to be mainly Chiefs fans, right? Mm. They're going to be at that game. Mm. There'll be some Patriot fans, but it'll be, you know,
to me, it's
95%.
When it comes to disrespect.
Just on to something else. I think there's going to be more Chiefs fans in Kansas City on Sunday in the first time they've hosted an AFC Championship game, I think, since ever. And now you think they're going to show up to that one? There's going to be a lot of Chiefs fans there? Oh, my goodness. And those guys are like, yeah, yep, probably.
Yeah.
Probably should. I mean, we won't know until Sunday. You know, we won't know for sure until we see the game, but wow. All right.
It's hard to argue with the logic, though.
He's not wrong. We're not sitting here and telling you he's
okay,
wrong.
Okay, then let's stop mocking it.
I'm not.
Because they're going to be mainly Chiefs fans.
Mainly. Like, he's not even convinced yet. He's like, mainly. It could be pretty split down the middle. We know the Patriots, they love to get out there to Kansas City. That nice direct flight from Boston to Kansas City.
They're going to be at that game. There'll be some Patriot fans.
Sure. Sure there will. There'll be some. Like, friends and family. There's not going to be a lot of Patriots fans there.
It's going to look like, you know, in College Stadium where they have, like, just that one little section. But it's not going to be a section. It's going to be, like, scattered blue jerseys. Maybe you can pick out 10.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's going to be, like, a handful. Like, please. Man. All right.
So the game on Sunday at Gillette, the 1 o'clock start at Gillette that they won, beat the Chargers to move on to the AFC Championship.
They did.
Did a 45.9 local rating.
Holy
a
mackerel.
A 76 share in the Boston TV market.
And so that means essentially 50% of the TVs were watching Patriots, right?
And it was the highest rating of the year for the Patriots, best rating in the division playoffs since 2012.
Yeah, why was 2012 so crazy?
I don't know. It was against Houston. They did a 50.5.
Jeez.
Now, they've played in the division round, obviously, for 9 straight years.
All the time, yeah.
Last year's division round was Tennessee.
Right.
Did a 43.5. Now, that was an 8:15 Saturday night broadcast.
And this was a real game. Now, this thing was over at the half. You know, you wonder if the number would have been even higher. I mean, if people were locked in the whole time. I mean, we watched every single snap, but I remember as soon as the third quarter ended, I was like, oh my God, there's another quarter of this? Like the game was,
I had to watch every snap because we had taken over the Dale Keefe Twitter feed.
That's so true. A lot of good feedback there.
A lot of tweets there.
Nice stuff. We took away from Rossi, which is some of his livelihood. He likes to tweet from that account.
Guess what?
You're back.
No,
you're back.
You guys might be back.
No, we're done.
No.
We're done with that.
We killed it this past weekend.
That's the old one and done, is what we call that.
Walk off.
It was a grand slam.
Say mic drop. Yeah. Move on.
Peace out. Just tweet and put your initials on it.
Feel free. Go ahead. Do what you want.
Yeah, fine.
So the Patriots Charger game on Sunday was the most watched television event of the football season in the Boston market across all programming.
Walking Dead's not been very good this year, is what people are saying. So, I mean, that makes sense. It's always football. It's always football games. The numbers locally have been off the charts. The numbers nationally have been really good for the NFL.
This coming Sunday with a 6:40 start for the AFC Championship game will be bigger than this.
Through the roof. They're going to be absolutely
through
the roof.
They'll do a 50 this weekend.
Yeah, they should. They should. Although, how many people are like, wake me up for the conference? Like, yeah, it's the playoffs. Like, if you can't get excited for the playoffs, I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, it's no surprise. These numbers are huge, huge, huge. And, you know, no matter what the Super Bowl is, those numbers will be big. But these four teams, too, we talked about how it's the four best offenses.
There are those,
and that's what sells.
I have seen written the idea that this could be the best conference championship day ever.
Yeah, there's a Tara Sullivan article that says, "Is this the NFL's best championship weekend ever coming up?" I think there's a good chance for
one and two in both.
Now, recency bias, I am definitely a victim of. I always love if I see a movie, that's the greatest movie ever. TV show, it's the greatest TV show ever. All of that, but when you look at Brady and Breeze, so you have two slam dunk Hall of Famers, MVPs. Actually, take it back. I don't think, has Breeze been an MVP? Maybe not. But anyway, won a Super Bowl, slam dunk Hall of Famer, and then you have two up and coming stars.
You've got last year's MVP against this year's MVP.
Right, in this game.
Right.
And then, you know, everybody's obsessed with what the Rams are doing. The Rams have a lot of star power. Sean McVay has turned into a star, but offensively, defensively, they have stars across the board. It's all big name quarterbacks, which is the most important thing, but then plenty of stars around it. And they play, think about this. Think about the Chiefs regular season game against the Patriots. Awesome. And then the Chiefs regular season game against the Rams. That was one of the great games ever. I know not everybody liked it because they scored over 100 points, but they had all of that. And now you take these four teams. We said it before the playoffs started. If this was the matchup, this would be the best possible four teams remaining. Because, yeah, the Chargers are good, but Chargers-Chiefs or Patriots-Chiefs? Not even close. Or like the Eagles, like really another year of Nick Foles? Or do you want the Saints, Drew Brees?
We got another year of the Patriots, but...
We did, but Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have way more, you know, popularity and everything. People want to see them lose. Like, that's also a part of it, and that's fine. Everybody outside of New England wants to see them lose, but either way, they want to see them. And so, yeah, this is they couldn't have asked for anything better than these four teams this weekend.
It was funny. Over my shoulder, NFL Network is on, which you can see, but I can't really see unless I turn around. But at one point during a break, unless you go
Adam Gay's eyes and you can see all the TVs at once.
See everything. But at one point during a break, I looked up there and it said, you know, which coach quarterback combination scares you the most in the playoffs? Really?
Yeah, I think these two guys have pretty much...
I think we kind of have that one. I mean, is that even a topic for discussion?
If you wanted to
make a Sean Payton, Drew Brees argument, maybe?
Nah,
Andy Reid?
No.
I don't think so.
No, it's not. And again,
and if you've got Sean McVay, who's the young upcoming, you know, he's going to be the next hot coach. Jared Goff is going to scare you as much as Brees or Brady?
No, Goff to me is clearly the fourth quarterback remaining in the tournament.
Yes.
Mahomes had the best year out of the three, but it's still, as proven out by last weekend, it is really hard to bet against Brady and Belichick. I mean, that combination alone, it doesn't matter. Even if you had Walsh Montana, I think you'd probably still take Belichick and Brady, let alone all these other combinations.
617-779-7937. We do have Kiefer Madness coming up at the bottom of the hour. We've got Jay in New Hampshire right now. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
What's up, Jay?
Jay, you're on the radio show.
I'll put him on hold.
Jay.
I mean,
I would have loved to have heard.
I'm happy to talk to him, but you got to be ready.
Yeah.
Dean is up in Maine. Hey, Dean, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great. Thank you for being ready.
Yes.
Thank you. My question is, do you feel that the Patriots, partially from their road record and partially from the dominance that Kansas City has portrayed this year, that the Patriots need to do some more special type things in order to combat the team they're going to play. And the thought I had was putting James White on Tariq Hill.
Oh, my God. Huh? You had me right up until that, Dean. You really did.
Oh,
I think this is...
Dean. Troy Brown.
Dean, he's never done it.
Come
he doesn't
on,
do
Dean,
it.
Really?
Come on,
Dean.
He's been playing football his whole career. What do you mean he's never done it?
He's played career.
And now you're going to ask him? Yeah, you got to ask him. Are we even going to entertain this or just move on?
No, well,
move
I mean,
on. That is ridiculous.
Tyreek Hill.
So an AFC championship game. Hey, you didn't see this coming, did you?
That was rough. But I thought he was going in another direction. And because the Patriots, they're always good for some kind of crazy trick play in the playoffs, right? I mean, I don't know how crazy
it is. James White on offense as opposed to James White on defense.
I thought he was going to go with, like, are we going to see James White throw a pass or something like that? I was like, yeah, maybe.
James says he can.
I'm sure he
can. And has.
Edelman, I mean, we could see that again.
Not in the pros.
Although,
right. He said he threw a touchdown pass in college.
Yeah. I think it was like on the 5 yard line.
Yeah,
so.
It wasn't a long one.
Still, but
it was 6 points.
No, but I think that is a good prediction. I think they do something this week. They run a play this Sunday that they have not run all season long. That would be my guess. There was no need to run it this past Sunday because they were dominating the game. So you didn't need to be up 28-7 and say, hey, you know, Chris Hogan, you know, flip the ball to Edelman and have him throw it downfield. Again, not to Brady. But something different. And you remember going back to the playoff game against the Ravens when Shane Vereen was lined up as ineligible and Solder was eligible, or all that stuff. Remember?
And the official was basically saying, don't cover him.
Yes.
And they did anyway.
And then they got the rule changed because Harbaugh cried and the league was like, oh, that's not fair for the Patriots. But something like that will be up their sleeve. I wouldn't be surprised if even before the game on Sunday, Belichick pulls one of the refs over and just says, listen, like, we're going to run this. This is legal. So
just
don't
so
throw
you
your
know.
Stupid flag. This is allowed to happen. That's an easy prediction for Sunday. Something weird, something funky, fake punt, something weird like that's going to happen.
Unless it's like 12 below zero, in which case it's just get me and get. And by the way.
Then you got to be even more creative.
Let's help Bill out here, okay?
All right,
and
sure.
He probably knows this anyway. He's been around a long time. That whole Vaseline on the face thing doesn't work.
No.
It's a bad plan.
No. You could go full face mask, maybe.
Oh, he might.
Full face mask would be good. Why not? As long as you have your little headset on, you can still communicate with everybody.
Tom Brady's going to look like Spider-Man.
He's going to do scuba gear.
He's going to have
going
the
straight
whole thing.
Scuba Steve. He's going to be out there.
The two little eye slits open.
Yeah. Then the linemen are going to wear no sleeves and pay the price.
I heard Andy Hart was on this morning with Mutt and Callahan.
Yes.
And he made an interesting point about Brady. He said if you look in his stall, he has boxes of gloves, and they're marked like cold, wet. Cold, dry.
Oh,
he has different gloves depending on the conditions. Now, he only needs one glove, obviously.
No, I know, but he has done the double glove, I believe.
I think he's tried throwing with it in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has not gone well.
That's not always the best. No. But yeah, that's interesting. And I assume other guys have the same thing. You know, Edelman and Gronk, I'm sure they're going to be prepared, have all that stuff ready to go.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yes.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Well, we have two alien portals. We have one in the front and one in the back.
He deserves a home. I'm not going to go dump him out and him get eaten by a bird after everything he already lived through. So we kept him.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday, just after noon 30.
Nobody deserves to be eaten by a bird.
Nobody does. That's why it's time for Kiefer Madness, a Kiefer Madness today, Dale, where we had sort of a classic mix-up.
Oh, no.
Which led to some hijinks.
And I love hijinks.
Yeah, we'll get your opinion on how this all worked out, who was in the right, who may have been in the wrong. Is this a good idea? Is it a bad idea? So let's begin.
On Monday, Will Novak got a group email with the subject line, Urgent Info, Angelo's Bachelor Party.
First of all, like the
urgent info,
the excitement by the reporter. That's a good start. You know, who he's into the story. So, yeah, gentleman got an email, urgent info.
Angelo's bachelor party. That's what we're dealing with.
Got a group email with the subject line, urgent info, Angelo's bachelor party.
I thought to myself, well, I don't know anyone named Angelo. And it sort of seemed like one of those weird scam Nigerian prince emails, and I didn't know what to think of it.
It also said clothing optional.
It did say that. There was a little bit more detail. So this gentleman is telling a story. He's holding like a baby. How old a baby do you think that would be, Rossi? Like a...
That's less than a year.
A little baby.
That's less than a year, baby.
He's sitting there in his house explaining the story about how he got this email. He thought it was a fake email, but he wasn't really sure, but then he followed up.
He almost deleted it, but his curiosity led him to open it and to start planning a trip.
It was a bunch of guys talking about going on a ski resort vacation for a bachelor party Martin Luther King Day weekend.
It turns out Angelo and all his buddies live in Vermont. One of Angelo's friends is Bill Novak, who uses William F. Novak in his email address.
By the way, they're showing the guy's email in this news story.
That's a bad idea.
It's like WilliamNovak@gmail.com. You're like, okay.
Well, why don't you just tell everybody else who didn't see it?
Everybody saw this, Dale.
He does just say it. And he doesn't say @gmail, but you're having a
guess
of five.
But they zoomed in and showed that it was.
But even if you just hear it, how is it AOL? Yahoo?
So anyway, classic mix-up. So this is not the Bill Novak. It's a different Bill Novak.
Will in Phoenix uses William.Novak in his.
Classic mix-up. The old dot.
That dot gets you every time.
Throws you off.
I want to know how many emails both of these guys are getting right now.
Probably a lot. Probably they shut it down. Said, you know, you can't delete that account
immediately.
Delete the account. Throw some numbers on there. Throw the whole middle name.
XO.
XOXO 69.
Though it was clearly a mistake, he responded with an over-the-top reply. All. I do not know who Angelo is. I'm a Will Novak who lives in Arizona. Vermont seems like a very far way for me to travel for the bachelor party of a guy I've never met.
What do you think of this response, Dale? So he gets the group email. He knows it's not him, but he responds, as this gentleman points out, over the top, saying, hey!
Hey!
I'm in, but that's a long ways away.
He's trying to be funny. Is that what it is?
He is. I think he is. I think he's going for a little bit of humor.
Gotcha. That being said, count me in.
So he wants in. They've never met this gentleman. He got the wrong email, but he wants in on the bachelor party on the other side of the country.
They then sent me an email saying, if you're serious, we're serious, get on that plane and get here.
Oh, Bill in Vermont. So the bunch of guys, just let him come.
That's the wrong Novak? That's fine. He wrote back? We'll take him. Anybody who can...
I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to go too if you want.
I think it's really whoever wants to go. There's just no real RSVPs.
If I got an email like that, I sent this out and I made a mistake and the guy's like, well, I'm in. I'd be like, delete, my bad, sorry, bye. The story doesn't happen.
No. Instead, you're like, oh, you'll love this. Angelo will love this. He loves hanging out with strangers. He loves this.
A bunch of
drunken
strangers at a ski resort.
On the night that you spend with, like, your best friends in the world, you're like, yeah, let's bring this guy as well. Like,
and then it
what?
Just makes you think, who the hell is this guy thinking? Like, yeah, I'm going to travel.
He's going to go from Arizona to Vermont for somebody he's never met.
A weekend with guys he doesn't know.
He's met. I have friends that live 20 minutes away that I'm like, I can't make it today. This guy's ready to go on the other side of the country. It's ridiculous.
Bill in Vermont took Angelo off the group email and started planning the hilarious surprise with everyone else.
He's probably going to go on, like, be on the floor dying.
So this is the guy, the best man, who's planning the whole thing. They now Skype him in for some reason. They go to the house of the other guy.
His explanation is going to be on the floor dying?
Yeah, he's going to die. Laughing.
Does he mean
laughing?
Is that what he means?
He's going to roll. Rolling on floor laughing.
LOFL.
That's right.
He's probably going to go on, like, be on the floor dying. Laughing at this, yeah. It's probably going to be the best present for him ever.
Though all the guys did offer.
Wait a minute.
A guy he doesn't know shows up randomly. Yeah. This is the best thing ever.
Derek, we were going to get you hookers and coke, but instead, a stranger from Arizona. Like, what do you think? Look at his name, similar to our other friends' names. And there's two Will Novaks. What do you think? He's like, yeah, it's probably safer than the other stuff.
Though all the guys did offer to pitch in, Phoenix Will still had to get plane tickets from Phoenix to Boston, then rent a car to drive to Vermont, and then pay for ski lift tickets and all the other stuff. The new father didn't feel good about just dropping $750, so he turned to GoFundMe, where his trip was fully funded in 2 hours.
What? That's ridiculous.
So even dumber than inviting a guy you don't know to the bachelor party.
Right.
People who don't know him are paying for him to go to the bachelor
party. He just wrote this story out there, and he asked for $750, and he got double the money,
Rossi,
in a day.
You should go on right now, start a GoFundMe page to take you to Kansas City to see the game this Sunday.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
Now you go. That's not bad. People would say, sure. There's money out there. People are willing to give money away.
We won't need a hashtag like Mutt getting to Minnesota last year.
Just a GoFundMe.
We can get a GoFundMe.
Forget
I'll
a hashtag.
Get
that. Wait, that was real?
Yeah, he went to Minnesota.
No, I know he went.
Yeah,
I think that was a work.
That was definitely not a shoot. That was a work.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Where his trip was fully funded in 2 hours.
My wife couldn't be more happy to be rid of me for a weekend, and she doesn't have to pay for it. What a dream.
So they obviously aren't getting along all that well.
I would say that marriage doesn't have long to last.
They have a poor relationship.
They've got a little kid that's going to be the
just a tiny little baby.
The target in this whole thing is just awful.
Not good.
Oh.
Now he's famous.
Well, now he's going out to get drunk with a bunch of strangers. A
bunch of guys he doesn't know.
And he's like, yeah, my wife would love that. Like,
Would you be more likely to have a stranger on your bachelor party or be the stranger on somebody else's bachelor party? You have to pick one.
I'd rather a stranger at my bachelor party.
Yeah, I think strength in numbers.
Because at least you know somebody.
You know everybody else.
Texter brings up a good point. What if all the guys who are at the bachelor party are raging meth heads?
Could be.
And this dope shows up.
Could be.
Hey, everybody.
Now he's also a meth head. Peer pressure is brutal.
It is.
Oh, boy.
It's every wife's dream.
So next Friday, it's happening. Angelo, his father Angelo, Will Novak, Bill Novak, and about a dozen of their friends will have a bachelor party they'll never forget.
I mean, all bachelor parties should be like that, whether you have a stranger there or not.
Usually they're events that you will never forget because you know people.
Yeah. You would think, right? And maybe somebody makes a mistake that they shouldn't have done. I mean, there's a lot of different things that can happen at a bachelor party.
Dumbest idea ever.
What, the bachelor party?
No. Telling this guy, sure.
And he's like, all right, I'm going to call your bluff. I'm doing it.
We'll have to have like a duel to see who's the better Will, I guess.
These guys sound like a blast.
He sounds like a moron.
These guys sound like
I don't want him anywhere near my bachelor party.
I don't want this guy. No, this is the guy that was planning it. This is that guy.
That's even worse.
He wants to pit the Wills against each other.
He's now said someone's going to be on the floor dying, and they're going to be a duel.
It is a bachelor party, Rossi.
Someone's dying.
It's a bachelor party.
And during the email chain back and forth, they wanted to have confirmation that Will Novak isn't a murderer and that the guys in Vermont aren't murderers. So he said, hey, if you are murderers, I was in karate in second grade. And he sent him this picture. And guess what? This picture, guys, is now going to be on the back of the infamous bachelor party t-shirts. So the stranger here made the t-shirts. Angelo doesn't even know who he is.
On a scale of one
to... It gets dumber by the minute, doesn't it?
On a scale of one to...
So the stranger here...
How funny is that?
It just doesn't
fill the air. Not great.
Honestly, now the guy's like, hey, I'm not a murderer. Here's a picture of me as a kid. And they're going to put that on the back of this guy's t-shirt?
Yeah. Like, there's one thing for like something to be random and it can be kind of funny. But then you're like, all right, at what point do we stop? Because now you're going to have to invite him to the wedding.
Don't make random happen.
That's what you're doing. Don't you think he's going to the wedding?
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
That might go on the honeymoon the way things are going.
Now the bride is going, wait a minute.
Who's this guy again? They're like, oh, that's hilarious. But I do like the reporter. He was really into the whole story. It was like his favorite story I think he's ever had.
Well, think about all the reports that these guys probably get.
No, that's
he's like, oh, this one? I'm going to run with it.
Yeah, no, that's probably true.
Will Novak isn't a murderer and that the guys in Vermont aren't murderers.
It's one
You're
of the more important things.
Taking his word for it, by the way, that he's not a murderer.
No,
is he going to tell them he is?
I don't know.
Dill, you got to understand. He sent them a picture of him playing, being in karate
in
when he was second grade.
Like, isn't there a chance this ends really poorly? Like,
yeah,
really
I think
poorly.
In 2 weeks we're going to have this. Yeah. We're going to do a recap on this story, and there's several men dead.
It's going to be a Netflix special. Will Novak? They inviting a murderer to your bachelor party, and then he just has scalps of all these guys.
I want to know more than anything else. Who decides to give some of their hard-earned money to this dope's GoFundMe page to send him to a bachelor party?
That's really one of the most interesting
parts
of the whole story.
I mean, I have given money to GoFundMe pages before.
Sure.
You know,
there's a lot of ones that are worthwhile.
Charitable causes. Yeah. And I don't think I'd be giving any of my money to send this guy to a bachelor party.
I promise you I wouldn't.
Now you've both said you've given money to GoFundMe.
Yes.
When I see it hit its goal, unless it's like, I had a friend who knew family, house burnt down. But once it's like something goofy like
this. Yeah, why go overboard? The guy asked for $750. He's got a $750. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you click on it, you see $800. You're like, okay, I'm good. I don't even have to feel bad not giving it.
That is weird. Yeah, that is weird.
Who, like, those are the real weirdos.
There's plenty of weirdos.
You
want
to throw $10 at it to be funny? Hey, guys, look at this and tweet about it or whatever.
Yeah, there's
fine.
A lot of people in the wrong in this story.
I don't know. Is anybody right?
Nobody is.
The poor baby.
No, I don't even know. At this point, can't trust him either.
Baby doesn't want anything to do with the father anymore.
No.
This is all going to end badly for everyone.
I think it is.
Sad. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Yes, Jason, you're waving at me.
Oh, we got stuff to give away coming up, Dale.
On the other side of this break.
Bruins tickets.
Bruins tickets.
Nice.
Bruins tickets. Get fired up.
Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
I thought to myself, well, I don't know anyone named Angelo.
Will Novak isn't a murderer, and that the guys in Vermont aren't murderers.
My wife couldn't be more happy to be rid of me for a weekend, and she doesn't have to pay for it. What a dream. It's every wife's dream.
Follow Dale on Twitter, at Dale E. Arnold. This is Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I'm up there, and it was like the snowstorm they had. It was crazy, like the crazy blizzard. And cats are like, man, we really got to go outside. And Tom goes, hey, stop complaining, let's go. He takes off out there with just the little sleeves and all that.
This is just for
practice. For practice. Yeah. Like it was nothing. I'm not going to lie. Like, that cold there helped in the, like, championship game. Like, it was, like, hot. I was, like, sweating on the sideline because it was only, like, 2 below instead of, like, 15 or 20.
Huh. Can't get
you can't. Listen, believe me, I was a guy I wanted to hate this dude, like, with a passion. I get there, and I'm like, dude, he the ultimate teammate. And you know how you watch? I'm like, yeah, he's just putting on a show. And I'm like, dude, the practice squad dude, he's treating like he's, you know, so been there 10, 12, 15 years. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm.
So would you say,
I'm like, oh my
God. Is Tom Brady the truth? I think he's the truth.
Hey, man, he the truth. I'm not going to lie. He the truth.
How many gifts
ultimate,
he gave you?
Ultimate.
How would you pay you to say
he ain't paid me nothing. I told him in the locker. I told him, like, he's getting taped, right? He's sitting on the thing. He's getting taped. And I was just finally, I was like, you know, I wanted to hate you when I got here.
What'd he say?
He just started laughing.
He's the truth.
No.
Well, Paul Pierce is the truth.
He's the GOAT. The truth is... Is the truth. Shaq gave Paul Pierce the truth nickname. He's the truth. What is Skip trying to give him another nickname for? He doesn't need another nickname.
All right, so I assume that it's going to be really cold Sunday. Estimates are air temperature anywhere from 5 below to 10 above.
Ooh.
Somewhere in there. Wind chills obviously lower than that. So the question becomes, hard-o no sleeves? Or, what are you, foolish? Of course I'm going to wear long sleeves.
Depends on the position.
The little sleeves.
Offensive line, no sleeves. Everybody else, do whatever you want to stay warm. I think that's usually the rule. And it should be all offensive linemen are in it together or they're not. I don't think you'll see one offensive lineman saying, I'm going sleeves, and everybody else say, oh, I'm not, or I am.
No, it's got to be an all or nothing, right?
I think it is. It's got to be an all or nothing. Doesn't mean you can't throw the jacket on, you know, when the defense is out there. You can stay warm on the sideline that way. But on the field, I think there'll be a handful of psychopaths with no sleeves.
I bet Edelman doesn't wear sleeves.
Oh, he may not. Yeah, he may not.
I bet
not.
He doesn't.
But then they can also do the stuff where you wear almost like these like elbow kind of sleeves. And so it's like you're not technically wearing sleeves, but you're still covering up some of your skin. So they might get away with that a little bit.
I heard Andy Hart this morning ask a legitimate question.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, even monkeys fall out of trees. So he asked the question this morning, why can't they make sleeves out of that stuff they make the gloves out of?
What do you mean?
You know, they've got these gloves that, like, they wear now.
So you want sticky sleeves?
Well, and if the ball comes into your body, it helps you catch it. It's hard to do now.
Yeah, I guess. I think some of those like arm sleeves that those guys have are, I wouldn't say they're sticky, but they help ball security. You know, some of that's, they all wear different stuff on there. I like the...
When was the last time Brady wore that scuba suit thing?
Oh my God, probably not that long ago. They've had some really cold playoff games.
They haven't really had, you know, horribly cold playoff games. What did we say earlier? Like 2005?
Well, No. But he wears it anyway. Because I remember the morning guys to ask him about it.
He wore it against the Jets in the season finale last year.
Okay.
On that New Year's Eve game. It was like 7 degrees or 10
degrees.
Oh, it was.
It was cold for that game, too. Yeah, so, I mean, he can play in it. The numbers for him in the cold are definitely promising. But this is a scenario where both teams all week long, when they're practicing, step outside. It's not going to be very comfortable. So then, even if game time's a little bit colder, I don't think it's going to be crazy for either team.
So the Patriots are practicing today. They shuffled the schedule around. They had yesterday off. They returned today. They'll be on the field, right? They'll be outside.
They better be.
They'll be outside all week.
They better be outside the whole time. Now, I mean, if, you know, your walkthrough, you want to be inside because it's more of a mental day, I guess. But
once you get past Friday, you'll never have to practice outside again this year, even if you win.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't need to. Although they... So, yeah, I think they're just going to try to get used to the cold. But this team is. I mean, they know what they're doing. Both teams, though, in the division round, played in not great conditions. You know, it's
now,
not
you
like
had
they played
the
in the
snow
dome.
In Kansas City, but it was not horrifically cold like it's going to be this weekend.
Right.
And the snow had, you know, ended by the time they got going.
Yeah, yeah. They had it all on the side. They plowed it.
It's a good look, don't you think?
I like that.
The plowed snow on the side.
Yeah, it means football. I was hoping for a little bit more snow. Even in New England, they remember the initial report was blizzard. And then
oh,
just,
you were hoping.
I was like, oh, that's cool. I like watching blizzard games.
They won't have a blizzard in Kansas City, but
no.
There is virtually zero chance that it will not be frigidly cold now. I mean, every single, yeah. It's just a question of how cold.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, but it's not going to sneak up on anybody. And, like, it's so different than, you know, years and years and years ago. If it was a really cold game, that was kind of it. Like, you just had to deal with it. Now, with all the different, like, heaters on the sideline, the field's going to be in decent shape. It's worse for the fans, for being honest. I think those guys having to pack in there for 3 hours, that's going to be more uncomfortable for them than anybody else.
Now, for the game here this past Sunday, Belichick was pretty bundled up.
Yeah.
I mean, especially for him. You know, he had a couple of different jackets on. He was, what's he going to be like for next Sunday?
As long as you're not Tom Coughlin in Green Bay, you're going to be just fine. Those
I actually feared for Tom Coughlin's health and well-being.
There's no way his face has ever recovered from that. That was awful to watch.
Hey.
I was like, get that guy inside. Let him coach in the press box or something. That was horrible. That was the worst I've ever seen a coach's face.
He may have sacrificed his face for the Super Bowl.
Maybe he did. It was worth it.
He made
a deal with the devil. He said, listen, you can
freeze my face off. Did he have the Vaseline going? Because I think Vaseline on the face is a bad plan.
No, that doesn't work, does it?
Don't you just have cold Vaseline on your face?
Yeah, it's probably worse. Just get one of those like neck warmers like when you're skiing and then pull that thing up over your mouth.
I've never done it, but people say when they ski, they put Vaseline on their face.
No.
No,
I've heard Fourier talk about that. He said he tried that once in a really cold game. He said it absolutely did not work. He said it was just, please. Just rub yourself down with Vaseline.
But he's moving around. It's a little different if you're just standing there.
Yeah, the coaches don't get to jump around a lot.
So just smear Vaseline on your face? That doesn't make any sense.
It keeps your skin from drying up and then peeling and then, you know, the pain of it.
Then looking like Tom Coughlin.
So that's the fear when you're cold is it's going to dry up? That's
and
the
peel.
Fear? Yeah.
Also, I would think windburn. Like for skiing, it would help with that.
Windburn.
But for football, I don't know.
I might go ski goggles. And then that way, if you win, you just keep them on and then champagne bath. Don't you think?
It's a theory.
Especially if it is windy. Do you think Belichick have like those big Oakley ski goggles on? You couldn't see him with that?
How about just like a space helmet?
Oh, I like that.
Bubble so you can see through.
That's true. Like Mysterio in the new Spider-Man. See, it all ties together. The Spider-Man Far From Home trailer, Mysterio with the helmet.
You need like a heated helmet, though. Like that's
the
key.
That's fine. That's good.
They can get you that. That's no problem. Stick a couple of those heat packs in there.
Concussion worthy that is.
Yeah. It's not the safety. You're warm. If you want to be warm, you got to solve one problem at a time. If you want to be warm, you will be. Then you stick some of those little heat packs down your pants. You're all
Ooh,
set.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You done that?
What? No.
Okay.
No.
No. That's not a smart
Rich?
Move.
Come
I know,
on, Rich. Tell us the truth.
I think if you're warm.
Have you stuffed the packs down your pants?
If you're warm.
Come on, tell us.
If you're warm there, you're warm everywhere. That'd be my assumption.
No, feet, actually. That's
feet, throw them in there, too.
You can, but you can't put them against your skin.
Got a hot foot? Oh, you can't go skin, huh?
No, that's the issue.
What do you mean? I thought people put them inside their gloves.
Yeah.
It's a little different
that's
of your
skin.
Hand than
I've had them inside my gloves.
Have you had it inside, let's say, some more sensitive areas?
No, hell no.
You're not going to stick them up your keister, Rossi.
I don't think we had to go right there.
Then you're going to be real hot. All of a sudden, you're taking layers off. You're like, this is no problem at all.
I think that's
hot
what James
game.
Harrison was talking about.
Man. Yeah, maybe it was what he was talking about. And then you can have beat reporters rub cream all over your back. Whatever your fancy happens to be.
Now, the field at Arrowhead is heated.
Yeah, so that's... I mean,
in fact,
I
got a text from somebody
bad.
Today who told me that it's a company from North Andover who put
the
in the heated field at Arrowhead.
Remember when Belichick told us to ask a field expert when we...
we tried.
We were asking them because they were redoing the field at Gillette.
and one of us asked him a question about the field, and he said, oh, I don't know, you'll have to ask a field expert. I was like, huh. Had we known that guy was in North Andover, we could have had him on the show.
And by the way, just because the field is heated, it doesn't like radiate. It's not like having heated floors in your bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where you feel nice and toasty,
that,
warm in
that's
there.
That's a nice
It doesn't
feature.
Work
yeah.
that way.
No.
The heated field when it's, you know, 5 below and,
but I think,
oh, you know what? I'm comfortable. It's good here.
But if there's no rain and snow and sleet and you combine that with the warm field, like I think it's going to, or the heated field, I think footing should be fine. Like, I don't look at this game and say, oh, it's going to be 2 degrees. These offenses are screwed. I mean, they could be, but that's not how I look at it. I think they're still going to be just fine. It'll be a little cold. You're going to be able to see their breath, like one of those games where everybody's breath on the field. That's fun.
Now, you could make an argument. Somebody on the text line brought this up. You could make an argument that Bill might have a practice inside this week just so he can blast the sound in there.
Yeah, but they bring those speakers outside, too. We've been there when you're walking down, and they are just cranking music outside.
Bet the neighbors
outside.
Love that, huh?
Well, it's the Patriots. What are you going to do?
You do what you want.
It's better. I mean, it's still, it's in the afternoon. It's not at night like a concert. If
and you it's just not miserable here this week.
No, it's fine. But it's enough to get you ready for the game. Right? It's not like you're going from 60 degrees to 2. Like you're going from 20s.
Like the Chargers did.
Yeah. And those guys just weren't ready for it at all.
Big thermometer hanging on the wall there at Gillette so that they know.
See, and like Kansas City, like there's really no advantage, I don't think, in that regard. Like Kansas City, if they hold out the, if they do the same trick, like they put the thermometer out there, New England's going to be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's the same for you guys. Like it's just, that's that doesn't really matter.
So we have at home too.
Right.
I do think, I actually do think Brady has an advantage in these conditions just because, and I've heard him talk about this, he knows what to wear. He knows, you know, how much do I have to wear to keep warm, but it doesn't, you know, inhibit what he's trying to do. He's got experience in it. We pointed out, in game time temperatures below 20, Brady is now 5-1 in his career. Now, you know, he's probably 5-1 in every other condition we can come up with, too. He wins a lot here.
He does win a lot.
But I'm not sure Patrick Mahomes has ever played in conditions like he's going to face on Sunday.
Yeah, but at least he is an outdoor quarterback.
Yep.
Like, that's one of the things
not
I look
at.
Not
a dome guy.
Because
or
there's a difference between, all right, he hasn't done it yet, and we know that he can't do it. Like, there were years where, all right, good, Peyton Manning outside, good luck. Drew Brees, even though he has gotten better, he's had some good games outside of the Superdome, but for the most part, Drew Brees much better inside than he is outside. You know, like if this game was like Matt Ryan was showing up here, or even Andrew Luck. I mean, Andrew Luck just proved that out last week. Those dome quarterbacks who play at the very least half of their games where wind, rain, temperature, none of it matters. Those guys aren't prepared. But Patrick Mahomes just went out there in his first playoff game ever. Not the best weather temperatures. It was pretty good. So Brady has an advantage in these outdoor cold games, but I don't know if it's as significant as against Mahomes as it would be against Breeze or Goff or like the, you know, the guys that are still playing.
Edelman is crazy. It probably doesn't matter to him. He just, yeah, fine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He'll be without sleeves. He'll be out there banging into, he'll be out there 3 hours before kickoff.
Yeah.
And like catching balls.
William McGinnis said, what, receiver and running back he thinks it affects the most because of the cold. So like
even
guys,
more than quarterback?
That's what he said. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
what does he know?
No, but I'm saying he's also not a receiver or running back.
Right.
He thinks so. You know, especially if you get the balls zipping in at you, it is a little bit different when your hands are freezing.
You know what we should have asked him, and I didn't think of it till afterwards? Does it hurt more when you hit in those conditions? It feels like it just seems like it would hurt more.
Yeah, it probably should. I mean, if especially if Mahomes or Brady zips one in and you don't catch it perfectly and like it hits your palm or your hand or something, like come on.
It's like
that's,
you know,
gotta hurt.
Those games in early April at Fenway and somebody fouls one off and you see the shaking their hands, the stingers.
I mean, those guys are miserable playing baseball when it's cold. Football is obviously a little bit more suited for it, but still there are definitely some issues there.
You will often find players who will tell you, you know, I kinda like playing in the snow, or you know, I kinda like playing, I don't mind playing in the rain. Nobody says, yeah, I like it when it's cold.
I like it when it's freezing cold. Like, not
no
cold.
One says
like, there's cold games, and then there's what.
Yeah, last Sunday was cold.
It was a cold game. But this is going to be next level stuff.
617-779-7937. Joe's in New Bedford. Hey, Joe.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Joe?
How are you?
So, I've watched these games all throughout the season, obviously, just like you guys have. Mm-hmm. And as you watch them play the season, they've tried to generate this power run, and it looks like it was taking shape throughout the year. And then last week we saw what can only be imagined it in its perfect form, because it was more or less that throughout the course of the game. Now, given the conditions of the game and the skilled players of the Kansas City Chiefs, like Tyreek Hill, who is, by all definition, he is a deep threat. I mean, don't you think that this team from top to bottom, and I'm speaking of the Patriots, they are really built better for this type of a situation than Kansas City? Now, I understand that they play in this type of conditions also, but look at the beast that they have pushing this line, running the ball, and I can't imagine that it's easy to catch 40-yard passes from Mahomes in 5-degree weather.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but I don't think, I don't know. I think like Tyreek Hill, for example, like I think he'll still be fine.
I personally think that if the Patriots avoid penalties like they did last week, which I thought was really the most important thing, there was no drive killers.
Yeah.
And they had very few drop passes. If they go in there with the same game plan as far as the offense is concerned, pushing and running this football, like, I know that they've got Justin Houston. I know they got Dee Ford. They've got a little bit more of a presence on the defensive end when it comes to the linebacker position. Still, though, I mean, Dwayne Allen is good for nothing else but to block, and Gronkowski is just a force. He's a big man, and once again, my unsung hero.
Yeah, Devlin.
Third rushing touchdown for Sony Michel. James Devlin, he met with someone in the middle of that line, and he literally...
Yeah, they may have to do it.
Hey.
I mean, just cut to it. There was a lot in there. It's a new Rossi. Rossi was waiting to let that thing go.
2019, we got no time for
there
that.
There was a lot in there. I don't know. I think we're making too big a deal out of the cold. I do think the running game, though, will be important again. I think we've seen the Patriots wanting to be more 50-50 anyway, whether it's 110 degrees out or whether it's 10 degrees out. And so if Rob Gronkowski, I kind of feel like, is more of a blocker now than he is a receiving threat anyway. James Devlin has had a good season. So if you throw him in there with Sony Michel, they're going to look to get 20 carries and 100-plus yards again. That's definitely going to be a big part of the game plan.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.